From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. Today's program gets off to an exuberant start with Hungarian dance music by Johannes Brahms. Brahms was, of course, German, not Hungarian. But he had a particular talent for taking the folk songs and dance tunes which he heard around him and turning them into polished, sophisticated music. Brahms initially intended his Ungarische Tänze to be played as four-handed piano music and subsequently arranged them for two hands. But it was the orchestral arrangement that brought the composition's worldwide popularity. Hungarian Dance No. 6 in D Major by Johannes Brahms, performed by the Symphonie und Chor Orchester of Baden-Baden under the direction of Karl August Vogt. Johannes Brahms came from northern Germany, where the people have a reputation for being somewhat serious and ponderous. Brahms, however, was something of an exception, as he loved the light-hearted musical zest of Vienna, a city he visited in 1862 and made his home for most of the next 35 years. There's no doubt that Habsburgian Austria was a lively and interesting place for a musician to live. Hungarian music was the fashion of the day, and Johann Strauss the Younger also adopted Hungarian themes. Rosalinda's Csárdás from Strauss's operetta Die Fledermaus, for example, paid tribute to the Viennese love of everything Hungarian, as did such dances as Elien o Magyar and Peste Csárdás. Compositions such as these were extremely popular in Hungary as well, particularly when Strauss conducted them himself when on tour in the country. Strauss returned from one of his guest performances in Hungary with a novella by the Hungarian author Moritz Jókai. The novella was called Safi and was to form the basis of a new operetta. The gifted journalist and translator Ignaz Schnitzer wrote the libretto, and Strauss, in close collaboration with Schnitzer, spent almost 2 years composing the music. Finally, on October the 24th, 1885, the day before his 60th birthday, Strauss lifted his conductor's baton for the premiere of Der Zigeunerbaron, the Gypsy Baron. And what a success it was. Let's listen now to the Gypsy Baron boasting of his heroic deeds. Ja, das alles auf er, das kann ich, und noch mehr. Yes, on my oath, I can do such things and more.
Als flotter Geist doch früh verweist, hab ich die ganze Welt durchreist. Faktotum war ich erst und wie bei einer grauen Menagerie. Vom Wolf ich bis zum Goldfasan, ist mir das Tierreich untertan, es streichelt mir die Klapperspanne. Das Nasen streichelt mir die Wange. Der Löwe kriecht vor mir im Sand, der Tiger frisst mir aus der Hand. Herr, du bin ich mit der Hyäne, dem Krokodil reiß ich die Zähne. Der Elefant hängt in der Schüssel, für den Salat mit seinem Rüssel. Ja, ja, das alles und mehr, das kann ich und noch mehr, wenn man's kann.
Peter Seifert, accompanied by the Vienna Opera Ball Orchestra, singing the song of the Gypsy Baron from Strauss's operetta of the same name. Like Brahms and Strauss, the French composer Georges Bizet also ventured into foreign musical territory, But for Bizet, inspiration for his opera Carmen came, of course, from Spain. Although Bizet didn't want his music for the opera to be seen as a kind of reproduction of Spanish folk music, just a few bars are enough to transport us to the streets of Seville. For today's programme, we've chosen the Smuggler's March. But don't expect loud, dramatic music with drums and trumpets. In the opera, the smugglers are not so much marching as creeping. Laden with ill-gotten gains, they slip quietly through the hills and down into the dark ravine. Smuggler's March from the second Carmen Suite by Georges Bizet, performed by the Liège Orchestra and conducted by Paul Strauss. Bizet wrote Carmen in the years 1873 to 74. 25 years later, in 1898, The Austrian composer Richard Heuberger wrote the Opera Ball. As with Bizet's Smugglers, secrecy is here the order of the day. Not because of stolen goods this time, more like stolen kisses. In Paris, such assignations traditionally took place in the chambre séparée, or private room. From the opera, here's the wonderful German soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf with a seductive invitation. Gehen wir ins chambre séparée. Let's go into the private room. Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Otto Ackermann, accompanied Elisabeth Schwarzkopf in a restored recording of the slow waltz melody Im Chambre Séparée from Heuberger's operetta The Opera Ball. Let's go back in time now to the first half of the 18th century, to the court of Augustus the Strong in Saxony. During the reign of Augustus, Dresden became a major cultural centre. Among the musicians employed by the prince was the Czech composer and double bass player Jan Dismas Zelenka, who was appointed court composer in August 1733. In addition to the required sacred music, Zelenka wrote a great number of lighter pieces, which were full of verve and virtuosity. Here's one example, a capriccio. Thank you. The ensemble Virtuosi Saxoniae, with soloists Ludwig Güttler and Kurt Sandow, in a historically accurate performance of Zelenka's Capriccio in G major. Bringing today's program to a close now, music from the golden days of the Vienna Waltz. With his watercolor waltz, the second Strauss son, Joseph, created a delightful tonal landscape, which, even during the lifetime of the composer, was considered too good for dancing. The Watercolor Waltz by Josef Strauss, performed by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskovsky. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and produced by Stephanie Giesen. Our studio engineer was Arno Becker. I'm Paul Benderow. Melody Time is a production of Deutsche Welle, Cologne.